Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. Thanks for subscribing to my bookstore blog. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. And as we continue to go through so many versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th century English versions of the Bible, you're going to see how important it is to be a Bible believer and not a Westcott and Hort, Roman Catholic, Sinaiticus, Vaticanus, man-pleaser. And as we continue to go through the New King James, because in this December's blog, I wanted to just show you the comparisons of God's perfect words with that of Westcott and Hort's devilish words, that of the New King James. The New King James is just a rehashment of the American Standard, the New American Standard, the Jehovah Witness text. It's all the same text. It comes from the Roman Catholic Sinaiticus Vaticanus text, which is Roman Catholic text, that of Roman Catholicism, and Westcott and Hort, the two atheists, played a big part in putting those texts together. Okay? Let's take a look at some more verses. God's perfect words is first, that of the Westcott and Hort New King James Version is last. Matthew 17:12. But have done unto him whatsoever they listed. New King James, but did to him whatever they wished. Romans 16:2, God's perfect words, she hath been a secure of many. The devil's words, indeed, she had been a helper of many. Matthew 7:13, God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, enter ye in at the straight gate. Westcott and Hort's dumbed down words, the New King James, enter by the narrow gate. Luke 17:9, God's perfect words, I trow not. The New King James, I think not. Acts 2:40, God's perfect words, save yourselves from this untoward generation. The New King James, be saved from this perverse generation. 2 Corinthians 8:1, God's perfect words, we do you to wit of the grace of God. The New King James, we make known to you the grace of God. I'm hoping you're seeing the difference, and I hope you're becoming a Bible believer and understanding the importance of God's perfect words compared to these dumbed-down translations from the pit of hell. Acts 7:40, God's perfect words, we wot not what is become of him. The New King James, we do not know what has become of him. So as we continue through our study of the New King James Version and the rest of the versions in this book not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, my hope is that you will be a 1769 King James Bible believer. And as we continue to go through this blog in December, next week we will look at words with new meanings on page 282. Thanks again for listening.